Alaska Railroad officials say work on a $200 million bridge and flood control project across the Tanana River at Salcha will not begin next month. In fact, they say the project may not happen at all. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The Alaska Railroad's proposal to build what would be the state's longest bridge is in trouble. The project faces two big obstacles, a $44 million funding shortfall and state and federal regulators who believe the bridge should be built elsewhere. Railroad President and CEO Christopher Adnison says solutions have to be found quickly because the construction season is fast approaching, and if the railroad doesn't get the necessary permits and get work going soon, it will lose some $120 million in federal funding. And with it, any chance that the bridge will be built anytime soon, if ever.
We either start it this summer or we don't do it, is basically where it stands. So the various things that have to come together to proceed with this project need to come together by May.
Railroad officials had planned to begin work next month on the 3,000-foot-long bridge and flood control system in Salcha. The bridge would be the first and biggest part of the $800 million Northern Extension, an 80-mile stretch of track that the railroad proposes to build from Eielson Air Force Base to military training ranges near Fort Greely. Adnison says the railroad has pushed back the startup of work on the bridge to May at the earliest because of concerns over the project raised by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. EPA officials said last fall they won't approve the project because their analysis shows the bridge and levee system could damage salmon and whitefish habitat. But project manager Brian Lindemood says EPA initially had no problems with the proposal, and then late last year reversed itself and raised concerns about the location and design of the bridge. That after one federal agency had already approved the project and the Army Corps of Engineers was nearing a decision on issuing the permit to build the bridge.
The points that they are holding up the Corps permit on are points that directly contradict their positions in years past.
Michael Zerlog with the EPA's Seattle office says agency officials have told the Corps of Engineers that they believe the railroad should consider its alternative locations and proposals, which they believe will not harm fish species nor the river itself.
We believe that there are other alternatives that would not have those impacts to aquatic resources.
Adnison hopes to get a decision from the Corps this week, and he hopes to get the EPA to go along with it. But an okay from the Corps and EPA is only the first hurdle the railroad must clear to get the bridge built. The other is a money issue, a $44 million funding gap that Adnison hopes legislators will fill by doubling the $40 million they appropriated for the project last year. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.